The Great Blue Yonder by Alex Shearer. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Desk. People seem to think it's an easy life when you're dead. But you can take it from me, it's no such thing. For a start, grown-ups keep coming up to you and saying, "Oi, you, you're young to be on your own, aren't you? Are you looking for your mum?" And when you say, "No, she's still alive. I died before she did," they say, "Tut, tut, that's not so good then." As if there was something you could do about it to change everything, and that it was your fault you weren't still breathing. In fact, they seem to think that you've even gone and pushed in or something, and pinched someone else's place in the queue. The way people seem to see it here, over on the other side, as Arthur likes to call it, I'll tell you about Arthur in a minute, is that everything's done according to age and experience, just like at home. I call it home anyway. Arthur calls it the side. He says that being alive must be the side, or else being dead couldn't be on the other side. Well, that's what he says, though it doesn't make much sense to me. How it seems to work is that you're supposed to have a good long life, and then when you get to be really old, you just sort of fade away and die of nothing in particular. And Arthur says that the best way to do it is to die in bed with your boots on. But I can't quite see what you'd be doing in bed with your boots on, unless you were too ill to take them off.